Here we go. ¿Qué onda? ¿Cómo están?
Hi, everyone.
That was so fake.
That's not fake. You're such a...
No, I was talking about myself. I was talking about
¿Qué onda? ¿Cómo están? Estúpido.
All right. So, has Canuta replied? Has she said anything?
No, I don't think if she listened, she didn't say anything. And if she didn't listen, Well,
she probably did listen because that's probably everything, anything exciting she has going on.
Ah. You're so annoying. Oh my God.
But I can't believe she hasn't replied or hasn't said anything. Have you told her, like, hey, we mentioned you?
No. Luis, I don't talk to this person like that. I'm not going to fucking go and be like, hey, friend that I don't talk to in like 20 years.
Good to know, because if she does listen to it, she listens to it now, she's going to know that she's just Canuta. So anyways, a lot has happened and we only have 30 minutes. What?
What do you mean a lot has happened with you? Because I'm doing great, boo. You're over here like...
All right, so let me just say...
Mercury in the microwave.
Hold on. So somebody once gave me an apodo by the nickname of Chocomil. Y cuando me dijo Chocomil, I was like, what the heck? Why Chocomil, right? Because I associated with the powdered chocolates que pones en la leche, right? The Chocomil. And she was like, no, menso, because chocaste mil carros. And I'm like, oh, you ass. Because when I met her, I literally had gone through 2 or 3 vehicles in the time lapse of, like, I think I want to say like a year. So she called me Chocomil. And actually, I guess she jinxed me because... This last Friday, I was in a car accident. Why are you laughing?
I thought it was like...
Anyways, I'm fine. I'm okay.
Thank you for asking.
But it was such a freak accident, y'all. Like, honestly, I felt like that accident lasted an hour, and it probably only lasted like 10 seconds, but... I saw that car swerve into the sidewalk, and then from there it looked like it was gonna flip over, but it didn't. And then it went over the center divider on the street and ended up on the opposite end of the street. How that car did not end up hitting any vehicle is beyond me, but I'm grateful for that too, because it could have been so much more worse. And at the end, the car literally took off. And I hit the car by accident because the car cut me off.
Luis is a horrible driver.
I'm not.
And those who have driven, not driven, but have been in a vehicle with Luis, you will be like, no, sí.
I love driving in Mexico City.
And yo, we're not in Mexico City.
Well,
bitch.
It doesn't matter. Anyways, the point is that it was such a freak accident. I honestly felt like I'm so happy that no one got hurt. I'm so happy that no additional vehicles were a part of it. But yeah, anyways.
He's fine.
Yes, I am
Diego
fine.
Diego is back
is Bibita Coleando. But anyways, I always think that things happen for a reason, right? And I feel like that happened for a reason.
He was on TikTok.
So I was doing a DIY? A DIY while driving. No.
So that was an eye-opener for him to not be TikToking and driving.
I wasn't. But what I learned from that is that we have to continue to be grateful, right? And I always say this. I always say this, especially when I do my tablescapes, which, I mean, Judy, no me vas a dejar mentir. Do we not, every time everybody is here together and we have dinner, do we not set up the table?
Yeah, every time.
Every time.
I do it, though. Like, I put it all
Nobody's
together.
Gonna believe that.
They will believe no, it.
Listen, I have video of you dancing, and believe me, they're not gonna believe it.
Of me dancing when?
Yeah. Exactly. Two left feet swaying back and forth. They're not going to believe that you do those. Anyways, so again, if there's anything that I always love to reiterate is the fact that you don't have to wait for a special occasion to put up or put on that amazing tablescape or to wear that amazing dress or that t-shirt or shirt or whatever that you think you're going to save for a special occasion. Do not save it for a special occasion, because every day you wake up and you breathe and you're able to walk and you're able to do things on your own, that is the special occasion. So open that fucking bottle of mezcal, open that bottle of champagne or expensive wine or whatever you think you're saving for a special occasion, and just sip on it, drink it, eat it, use it, set up your table, use your best dishes every single time you're with family, friends, or your significant other. That is literally, I mean, you have to do that.
Anyways, back to, no, but that is true. But going back to the crash, I have a feeling, I mean, whatever things have happened, whatever, right? They already happened. But Luis is just a fucking horrible driver, to the point where my dad, like, he called me all like, you need to, like, I just crashed, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, what the fuck? And my dad, cuando llegué, because he wasn't answering, he was like, es que Luis, es que le tuvo que pasar, es que maneja bien feo. And I was like, oh, my dad's pissed. And I told Luis, I'm like, dude, my dad's pissed. He doesn't even want to speak to you. Where are you?
Oh, and by the way, this happened the day before they left on their vacation.
On their honeymoon.
They're in San Miguel de Allende. And oh my God, the videos that they've been sending.
They're so cute.
They are
honestly
the cutest. They are.
I'm so grateful and just blessed fucking blessed.
Lucky,
yeah, everything. All of the above to have my parents. But the way that they, like, idealize their relationship, it's just who they are, right? But it's so cute, and I just feel even more blessed and grateful, because I'm like, oh my God, like, it's just so amazing to me to see them, you know, have this time to like explore. And well, my dad loves to do that, but my mom is una persona
que is a hermit.
Yeah, she just does not want to come out. She just doesn't, right? But her sending us videos of herself, like, taking pictures, videos, her singing.
And her little outfits.
And her, yeah, like, it's just, oh my God, like, it's fucking adorable. It's so cute. And I'm glad she finally did this
decided
with my
to
dad.
Yeah, to go with my dad. But you know what I'm hoping for? Because many times we've had this conversation. So my mom is a breast cancer survivor. And ya va que 2 años en remission?
Three.
Tres? Ya va para 3 años? And she still hasn't shown my dad her scar because they removed her breast. So I am hoping that because they're alone and, you know, they're spending time, and I'm sure they're talking and they're probably reminiscing on their life and where their children are and, you know, everything that they've gone through. I am hopeful that for this trip that my mom gathers the courage to show my dad her scar. I hope that that happens. I genuinely hope that that happens, because I think it's going to be such a great weight off her shoulders.
Not only that, but I feel like it's something that she is going to feel much more comfortable and feel like, you know, herself, because I feel like it's a huge part of her that was removed, right? So no se siente mujer, or she doesn't feel like herself. So I think this is going to be like, if it does happen.
I don't think no se siente mujer, because we've had this conversation with her. She's gone to therapy about it. But I think she probably feels, obviously, like a part of her is missing.
Yeah.
No?
So
let's talk about, we've had some, ¿cómo se dice? Reviews. We've had some reviews. Muchísimas gracias if you've reviewed us. We really genuinely appreciate it. Muchas, muchas, muchas gracias. Thank you for taking the time. We know that most of you listening out there are listening through Apple Podcast. We also know that you are here in the U.S. And we also know when you're listening. Así que please continue to listen. Y por favor, please take the time to rate us. Give us a 5-star rating, 5 stars only. And also write a review. Por más pequeño que sea el review, you could just say, I wrote a review because it's tan chingy chingue to write a review. And that's fine. But please write us a review, because I think we're enjoying doing this. I think that the dynamic that we have between my sister and I, o sea, ya nos escucharon agarrarnos de las greñas. And, you know, this is who we are. Así que we come here, we sit down, we record, and we just talk about our life and the things that have happened. So in the last episode, obviously, you guys heard that I was mispronouncing a word. And then, of course, immediately we chatted up our friend Alfred. And I was like, Alfred, how come you have never told me that I was using this or I was saying this word wrong? And this is what he had to say.
This latest episode is getting me so excited because language to me is very interesting. Language is a living thing. People don't realize it. That's always changing. You guys talked a little bit about this in the episode, but it's always changing and evolving based on how people actually use it. So, you know, I think that's why like the Oxford English Dictionary, the OED, is like the definitive dictionary that a lot of scholars use, because it also not only does it give you that definition, but it gives you the etymology, like the history, the evolution of the word and what it meant over time, and so and how people said it too. So like, well, I forgot what the word was that Luis like mispronounces whatever, but I don't care. Like, the reason why I've never said anything is because like it's language to me is always changing, and so like and language always moves towards efficiency. Like, it would always move towards however people use it on a daily basis.
Dang, Alfred.
So, Alfred, you finally made it to the podcast. Don't ask to come on again.
But also, Alfred is an academic. And let me just say that that word he used, I have never heard in my life. The etymology word.
Edamame?
And it sounds like, yeah, I'll take two. I will supersize that. But bueno, we just wanted to share that because I loved what he said, and I considered Alfred to be an amazing friend. He, a veces me dice, no a veces, siempre me dice mis verdades, me escucha, and he's just become such an amazing part of my adult life. And so thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for sending that message, Alfred. I really, really appreciate it. Y pues, that's it. Y tú, oh, I want to share this. I want to say this because I don't know who is going to mention it, but so Khalid started doing this whole like calorie deficiency, whatever the fuck that means.
Deficiency deficit.
Deficiency. Canuta, come for me. I'm ready for you, homegirl. I'm ready for you. And so calorie, ¿cómo? Cállate, güey. ¿Cómo es calorie deficiency? No. ¿Cómo es? How is it?
Deficit
disorder. That's not funny.
Stupid. Yeah, that's not funny.
But anyways, so she started doing this thing. ¿Ya llevas qué? ¿Un mes? ¿Cuánto llevas?
Yeah, un mes.
Lleva un mes and she's lost weight. But here's the kicker. Like, I don't think she's stepping away from eating, I think, regular food, because I feel like you're eating regular food. You're watching what you're eating, right? Like, you're adding less of this or less of that. But it's a calorie count. So you're supposed to have...
Be fair to me, because I'm fucking busting my ass.
A ver qué.
But no, it's... I obviously am still eating. Well, no shit.
Well, that's
right?
What I'm saying.
Pero estoy comiendo cosas más como...
Nutritivas?
Yeah, that I make myself, where I can know what I'm putting in ingredient-wise and, you know, everything. And I think that's, like, really big. Sometimes my meals are very bland, and sometimes I come up with some bomb-ass food, but... I just feel like it's a learning process, right? Like, I'm not going to make fucking... Like, I'm learning. And it sometimes sucks. Like, I've been having... Or in the beginning, I was having withdrawals where I literally just wanted a fucking burger. Like, I just wanted a burger. And... but I'm doing really good.
Yeah, she's doing really well. She's also exercising. And how much have you lost?
I've lost 10 pounds in a month.
10 pounds, y'all. But here's the thing. Here's what I absolutely love. I love the fact that whenever we're having like chilaquiles or we're having atamal or whatever the case may be, she'll still have it, but she will reduce it to like a cup of chilaquiles, right? So she's still able to, you know,
enjoy
the food. Pero no está pinche, no chingues mames.
Self-control, you guys.
Self-control. And I think it's a lot. Yeah, I think it's a lot of self-control. So I started doing that about a week and a half ago. The first week was great. No, the first week was great. I actually lost 4 pounds that first week because I was like genuinely like measuring and taking care of like whatever I needed to take care of. Like, my whole goal was to eat 1,900 calories a day. And so that was divided between breakfast, lunch, and dinner and snacks, right? And this app, what's the name of the app? There's this app that she's using, and it will tell you and it will give you options. Like you can eat a banana for a snack, you can eat this or that.
¿Cómo se llama? It's called Lose It.
Lose It. And it's such a great app, honestly, because you're able to track.
You can scan your food.
Yeah, you can scan.
Well, not literally your food, but
the barcode. You can scan the barcode of whatever you're about to have. So, for example, I crave a lot of candy. Entonces, to quench that craving, basically what I do is I will heat up I will toast a piece of sourdough bread, which we know is 45 grams. And then I'll add a tablespoon of peanut butter and then a banana. And that ends up being like 100 calories or so. But it's something healthy, right? It's healthier than snacking on a fucking Hershey's or something sweet. So the first week was great. I lost 4 pounds. I was all like, Viva Mexico. And then fucking the weekend came and I had a burger. And then last weekend I went to Tijuana with Judy from
that,
TJ.
That was like...
But let me just say this. Because I know that Judy is conscious now about what she's eating. I was like, instead of you ordering a plate and me ordering a plate, just you order what you want to eat and let's go half. And let's eat half of it, right? And so we did that. We still ended up being full because, wait, te sirven un chingo. A cualquier restaurante que vayas, te van a servir un chingo. So even doing and taking those small steps, I think those small steps go a very long way because we literally shared a plate and we still ate it. We still ate these amazing chilaquiles de chipotle con serrano. And they had arrachera, but we shared it and we ate half. So
they were so good.
They were bomb. They were bomb.
They were amazing.
And so I think that these steps that Judit is taking is helping us be a little bit more conscious of like what we're putting in our fucking face, what we're stuffing our face with. And so think about this. My daily intake calories for me to like be healthy and survive is 1900. It's 1900 calories. But a fucking meal from McDonald's will have like 2500+ calories.
And this is not like a nutritional like episode or any of that, because enjoy eating, right? For those of you who are foodies, like continue to eat what you love to eat. It's not like don't fucking eat ever in your life, right? But I think it was just more of a like a reality check, because for those of us who work 9 to 5s, 8 to 5s, where it's like a
It's called 9 to 5.
It's like a repetition, right? You go to work, you come home, you make your meal, you eat, you go to sleep, or you work out, or you do you clean your laundry or whatever it is that you need to do, right? It's a schedule. A veces no te da tiempo de hacer comida. Right now, that's like the biggest thing where I kind of struggle, because I get home from work and I'm like, okay, I need to make food for dinner that will last me for the next day for lunch. And it's tiring. It's fucking tiring. And it's sometimes really annoying because it's like, dude, I just want to
No te da ganas.
Yeah, like I just want to fucking eat. And so it was a reality check, because a veces compramos comida to make it faster. And I was telling Luis, I was like, bro, I'm supposed to only have about, now I went lower because I've been losing weight, but I'm supposed to be having like, I started at like 1750, right? Of calories. I was like, dude, that's, seems like a lot, right? But when you start inputting like que papitas, que una happy meal, que todo eso, it's literally, you're literally having like 3,000 calories a day.
More.
And that's
more.
And that to me is scary, because the last time that I went to the doctors, they said, okay, like you need to watch what you're eating, because like your cholesterol can go up, you can have a heart attack, everything that they tell you here at the doctor, right? And I was like, well, I don't want to fucking die. Like, it's just, it's sad and unfortunate that we live in a, what is it, capitalist world? Like a robotized.
Vaporub? Pepto-Bismol?
We're so, like, robotic and immune to fucking working so hard. But, like, for what, right? If you're not taking care of your health, if you're not giving yourself time to make yourself some good meals, if you're not doing the things that you love, if you're not, like, having at least 20 minutes of the day to go fucking breathe fresh air outside, like, what's the purpose, right? So I think that was, like, the most, like, the biggest reality check, where I was like, oh, my God, I'm fucking 28, and I'm struggling with the doctor telling me, you might have high cholesterol. And I'm like,
borderline diabetic.
And I'm like, I'm 28. Like, how is this? How?
Well, which is scary. Let me just say that after Judy went on this app, like, being conscious about the calorie counts y todo esto and how much food you're eating a day. Like, there's this Chinese restaurant that we go to. Oh, se llama Chinatown Express or something.
If you guys know and are in Santa Ana,
Chinatown Express.
Everybody must know about this Chinatown Express.
So it's the greasiest, most like
deliciousness.
Like, o sea, te sirven, te atascan. It's like, wey, no pagan por esta comida. Like, porque te sirven un chingamadral. Like, literal, de un plato pueden comer cuatro personas.
Yeah.
So we used to go and each one of us would grab one of these plates y nos lo atascábamos. Like, literal, nos lo chingábamos todo. Entonces, el otro día se me antojó y le dije a Judy, ¿quieres? Blah, blah, let's go. So Judy went. And she had a cup of the chow mein and half a cup of the orange chicken. And that alone was like, what? Like 600 calories?
Yeah, it was like 600 calories.
It was like 600 calories, y'all.
And I was still hungry.
But 600 calories, we could have literally served four or five plates from there. So if you take a, if you multiply that, right? Six times four, four plates. That's 2,400 calories in one fucking sitting.
Sitting. But anyways, no es para asustarlos.
And look, like, look, listen to this, right? Can you listen to this?
It's ASMR.
It's hot Cheetos. Not not because we're eating them, but because I'm going to use them for a project.
Actually, because I already ate a little bit of them.
But look, this says calories, 170 calories per serving. Serving size is about 21 pieces or 28 grams. This bag holds 3.5 servings. So 3.5 times 170, that is 3.5 times 170. That's 565 calories already there. So if for my calorie intake, I'm doing 1,900 calories. O sea, ya se fue a big portion of my day, right? So anyways, we are not experts, and we're probably giving you this information wrong, pero
and we're the not point kinesiology nutritionist majors.
The point is that isn't kinesiology stretching?
It's also athletics, like,
yeah, but it's not nutrition.
Yes, it is.
So anyways, we're not experts claramente because mira, o sea, no sabemos pinche pa from zeta or whatever. But the fact that we are now looking at these things, it is very scary.
Because you, my friend, fell off.
I just
off.
Had pizza today.
You fell off.
I had pizza media with my friend Rebecca.
But no, it's just very important. I feel like, especially our generation and if those listening are like my age, it's fucking scary because we're not even 40 yet. We still have like 40 more years to live. And for a 20-year-old to have, like, borderline diabetes and cholesterol is scary. At least for me, I'm like, bro, I still want to have kids. Like,
But here are the cool side effects of all of this, right? We are trying new food, especially Judy. Judy is, like, coming up with new recipes y la chingada. But we're slowly, I feel, like changing the way also my parents are looking at these things because they are also trying now healthy stuff, right? So, for example, my dad would eat or would request dos huevos rancheros. Y los huevos rancheros, basically, you dip the tortilla in the oil.
Which, by the way, he likes mine more than Luis.
Para que, ¿cómo se llama? Se haga dura, se haga como borderline tostada. And then you take that... lo sacas del aceite, you kind of dry it off, but it's still drenched in oil. And then pones a freír el huevo in oil, right? And then you put that on, and that ends up being like a good, I want to say like 400 or 500 calories per tortilla huevo, right? So he will have two of those y su salsita y la chingada. So the other day we were like, ¿por qué no te comes un pan tostado con guacamole?
Avocado
so
we
did,
toast.
So we did the sourdough bread. We did guacamole on there. And we also did a fried egg, pero lo hicimos con nada más la clara. So no se comió la yema, nada más la clara. And we also gave him 2 ounces of chicharrón. And he absolutely loved it. He loved it. He loved it. He tried it. And that is a lot healthier than his huevos rancheros. And he's still kind of having something that is, that tastes,
that he likes,
but that tastes similar to his comida mexicana, right? That he likes.
Yeah. And my dad's like super picky. My dad's the kind of guy that like, if you go, there's a specific burger place that we like to go to. It's kind of like Angelo's.
Pero, they don't know what Angelo's is.
Oh, no, they do. Believe me. The people in Santa Ana know.
Yeah, but anyways, we have people like listening from all over.
It's a, how do you say, charbroiled burger? It tastes almost like
a... what? It's a what?
It's a charbroiled
burger. English is my second language.
ASMR is a charbroiled burger.
That sounds like you're saying, pícame el burger.
Anyways, una vez... quiso, ¿no? Y fuimos a este lugar, but I don't know how or why. I think it was just more convenient to go to the opposite one, to the other location. Yeah. And so we get home and we're like, here, Dad, here's your burger. And literally he took a bite and was like, esta no es del Dino's. Like, where the fuck did you guys go? So like, my dad is like super fucking picky in the aspect of like, when it comes to food, he knows if somebody le metió mano or if it's missing an ingredient.
But now he's eating more vegetables. We are eating salmon. We are eating what? Like, we're eating healthier, I feel. Like, más broccoli, más vegetables, más de todo eso.
You're welcome. I'm always trendsetting in this house, you know.
Whatever.
I'm always advocating for all of us.
Because... but anyways, we wanted to share that, or I specifically wanted to share that, because I want to champion my sister, because she has lost weight. And I saw it in a picture that I uploaded from the fucking Amora restaurant in Tijuana, where we stuffed our face.
Oh my God, which by the way, I have not drank either. Like in haven't, I was going to, instead of saying in the span, I was saying the sperm. Okay, I haven't drank in like 2 months, right? And so, literal, el sábado fue como que nos dieron, como dice mi mamá, China Libre. And we had chilaquiles, we had mimosas. Tell me why I, since I haven't drank and I'm like, I cut it off, I got fucking drunk. I got drunk. And we were with Luis's friend, like, todo tranqui, we were having fun. Like, she's a badass, she's so fucking cool. Anyways, we're leaving the restaurant. And I'm thinking that his friend's gonna come in the vehicle with us to like carpool. So I open the door to the back seat and I don't see her. And I'm like, where's your homegirl? And then he's like, get in. No, she's going in her own car. So I close the door. I open the passenger door and I fucking hit it with the banqueta like so hard. So hard. And I'm like, bro, I just hit your car. And Luis was kind of drunk. So he was like, it's okay, just get in.
I wasn't drunk. But the funny thing is that she would, like, I heard a putazo. I just didn't know what it was. And then she's like, oh my God, bro, I hit your car right now with the banqueta. But it was so funny because you were like, I hit your car, bro, with the banqueta. And we both started laughing. We busted out laughing because, you know, Tijuana, you know, Mexico, viva Mexico, cabrones, because that banqueta was like 10 feet tall. So there was no way you were clearing the banqueta. And so it was funny. It was great. But so this is great because Foodie from TJ, and that's her Instagram and TikTok handle. Look her up, Foodie from TJ. We finally met after like 6 months of like knowing of each other because a friend of ours, a mutual friend, was like, you guys need to connect. And she's actually the one that recommended Amora Restaurant, which my dad ended up liking. My brother ended up liking it. My cuñada, everybody, because literally their chilaquiles are great.
And let me tell you, that experience was...
what was it? Tell us. That's where I was going to get to. Espérame. So anyways... so we finally meet in person, and I'm like, this girl is bad fucking ass. Es una chingoncísima.
She was
like,
a little shy at first.
She was a little shy. But well, no, because venía cruda. Because she had... she.
Yeah. Anyways.
But it was so great meeting her, and we are going to work on a project where we're going to take people to Tijuana, and it's going to be a culinary experience through Mágico Tours and Denise from Foodie from TJ, because she knows so many amazing places, and I know that people are always afraid of going to Mexico or going to Tijuana. Así que this is a full-on commercial. You will not have to worry about anything, because all you have to do is get your ass to the San Isidro border, and then from there... we will meet you. We will walk over to the Mexico side, at which point a chofer will pick us up and take us on our food adventure. And we will go to 4 to 5 different places. And it's going to include samples of everything. So you're going to try different samples, different foods, different beers. Para que cuando tú regreses a Tijuana, sepas a dónde ir, sepas lo que te gustó. And I cannot fucking wait. But, so the first time I went, obviously, esta gente del restaurante no sabían quién era.
So, and also, hence, when we went, we went together, all of us.
Ricardo, su esposa, Judith, me. Y yo.
And so, this restaurant's like very poppy.
It's super poppy.
Very like, oh my God. Wow. Yeah, very like rooftop vibes, you know. And so, we show up and we're literally in our fucking...
We're fodongo style.
Like, I'm probably wearing my PJ pants. It was weird, right? To the point where, like, people, when we walked in, people just stared at us because we were not looking the part.
We were not. We were not looking the part. But we started ordering, and then they were like, oh, would you like to order mimosas? And we're like, yeah, let's order a mimosa each. And then I was like, wait, the waiter was like, since you're all ordering mimosas, would you like to consider ordering a bottle? And I was like, sí, por favor. Y yo muy chingón. Danos tu botella más barata, por favor.
And dude, and the guy literally looked at us, and looked at Luis like, este güey, qué pedo. Like, nobody does that, right?
But, I do that.
But it was, even my brother was like, bro, did you just fucking do that? That's fucking embarrassing. But, dude, that was like the best fun experience also, because we got fucking drunk.
We did.
We were like having the time of our life. But anyways, this
so,
next.
So, wait a minute. So then at that point, I recorded the food. I did this. And then I uploaded to TikTok. And to Instagram. And then the next time we went, I went with my dad. And my dad doesn't like these fancy mamoncísimo places, but he loved it. He loved the food. Se terminó todo. Y el señor pidió postre, which he never fucking does. Nunca ordena postre. And so by that time, the waiter que nos atendió, Roberto, he recognized me and he was like, oh my God, thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for your video. Several people actually did come. And so they were like happy with me, right? And so then this third time that we're there.
Immaculate.
So, I went with Foodie from TJ.
And I tagged along. I wasn't even supposed to go.
And now they know who I am. Now the owner. The owner even knows who I am. Ernesto knows who I am because
Ernesto de la Guardia.
Cállate.
That's not his last name. That's from Betty La Fea, you guys.
So that's not his last name.
No.
Anyways.
If you have seen Betty La Fea, Ernesto de la Guardia is one of the characters.
So he followed me, Amora followed me, but then his personal Instagram account followed me. He followed me through his personal Instagram account. And Roberto is amazing. He's the best fucking person. He's so cute. He's adorable. He's great. But anyways, the first time, pues obviamente no éramos nadie, ¿no? We were like chusma. We were the people that ordered, dame tu botella más barata, güey. I mean, listen, I don't like champagne. If it's not with like a flavoring, right? With like a nectar or whatever.
But also to be fair, when you have mimosas, it's really not about, I mean, I don't know. Like
it's, maybe it is, pero nosotros no sabemos
de
champán.
Yeah, and to me it tastes all the same, to be
exactamente.
Honest.
Like, so why are we going to order? Porque de seguro nos iban a encajar una pinche botella cara. And no, like I'm not going to pay extra for something that I don't even know how to like
open.
Distinguish.
But anyways,
this third time, tell them.
So I tag along and we're like, you know, we're like, oh, we have a reservation. Nos metieron rapidísimo. We didn't even have to wait. We go in.
And there were people there already.
Yeah. And at this point, I'm like, okay, we're going to Amora. So let me like at least comb my hair.
Don't lie, girl. You didn't take off your makeup from the night before. You recycled that shit. Creo que ni se bañó la marrana.
No.
So don't lie.
That is true. And the only reason why I did that was because we had to wake up at 6 in the morning and I was out and about, so I got home around midnight and I was like, bro, if I'm gonna fucking wake up in like 3 hours, I'm gonna recycle this look. Anyways, we go and they seat us really fucking quick. They get there, Roberto sees us and everybody's like, hi, mucho gusto, like, you know, hugging us and shit. And people are already there, so they're kind of staring at us like, who the fuck are you?
Get this on.
And then Foodie from TJ arrives.
Yes.
And then that's when everything just, I was just like, what is this, what like sitting with the influentials feels like, because she gets there, everybody's like saying hi to her, and
She shows up with these giant shades, like fucking
Mosca.
Estrella.
But anyways, she's, you know, she gets there, she's so badass, we're like having stuff, and then
all of a sudden
que esto lo hizo especialmente el chef para ustedes. It was like a fruit platter. And we're like, ooh, okay.
Like a charcuterie.
Yeah, but with like
pero con este...
extravaganza.
Con orejas de venado. Con orejas de conejo, because, you know, Easter.
But anyways, so they put this at the table and I'm like, ooh, okay. So we're waiting for her to get there. She gets there. We order a bottle. They bring us like a fucking gold bottle. It has like gold flakes in it. And so we're having mimosas. We're ordering our food. And then time goes by. And then they're like, esta se la está mandando on the house. They brought us another bottle that was like fucking matte black with like,
I don't know,
right? And I was just sitting there like with my two pinkies up.
It's just fancy talk. If you want to be fancy, hold your pinky up like this. The higher you hold it, the fancier you are.
How's that?
Higher.
Like that?
Now that's fancy. They should call you SpongeBob Fancy Pants.
They literally brought us so many things
on the house, on the chef, on the fucking
like
the construction worker.
The chef came and he was like, you know, ¿qué les parece?
Oh my god, yes.
Y yo quería decir, güey, yo quería decir como dice Ro, besitos al chef. Besitos al chef and al kiss, kiss, kiss.
It was just getting to the point where everybody was like
who the fuck are they?
Like smothering us. Like the chef came, all the fucking waiters came, the fucking guy, the mixologist came.
Like everyone.
Everyone came. At some point I got kind of embarrassed because people were literally looking at us like, who the fuck are they, right? And I was just enjoying it, but I'm like, wait, this is kind of embarrassing. So whatever, we eat, we have our two bottles, we're like already getting drunk, and then we leave, and then we get up and we're like taking pictures with the chef, and literally like people were staring. People were probably like, who the fuck are they? Yeah. Like, what is going on?
And I hate taking pictures, y'all. I hate taking pictures. So it was just so awkward because it's a small restaurant.
And we were
like
pictures.
In the middle of everyone taking pictures. We were like fucking... Hey, ¿cómo se llama those mall? The people that take pictures at the mall?
Like the JCPenney ones?
No, like the ones that have the kiosk in the middle of the fucking mall.
Yeah, it literally felt like that. And I was just like, at this point, I was already kind of drunk. So I was like, all right, whatever. But the fucking experience was immaculate and...
But anyways, that was just a taste, and we were talking business. Then we went to a second location. We continued to talk business. It got personal because we felt like that connection. Like, I felt that connection. I felt like she was a friend. I felt like she was a cousin that I loved seeing, no?
It's like one of those, it's like when you get the vibe from someone that you meet, and you meet that person, because I felt the same way. I'm very off of vibes, and like when I meet people, I'm like, oh yeah, this person's fucking dope. This person's chill. This person's like my compa, right? But there's other people that come with like a very strong vibra, or like very like heavy, I don't know. She was fucking great, and...
She's a badass. Yeah. She's a baddie.
And we were just talking like... And it was just awesome. I think just also sharing this experience with my sibling, because I feel like any experiences that you share with your siblings is like gold, right? Porque me and Luis live in the same fucking room, household. But for example, when Rick tags along and joins us, it's kind of like, now that we're adults, it's kind of hard to get us together or mm-hmm. to do things together. So the little, you know, moments that we do spend together, it's just really, really fucking fun. And it's just, you know, it's special, right? So y'all should go to fucking TJ, and it's fucking fun. And it's not, I feel like everywhere te pintan una imagen, ¿no? De lugar.
Que no es.
But I think you just...
Tijuana makes me happy. Tijuana makes us happy. And if you have the privilege to be able to go, then take advantage of that privilege and definitely go. Don't be scared. I think it's great. And we're going to be offering these tours pretty soon. We're hoping at the end of May. So stick around, stay tuned, follow us on Instagram, follow us on TikTok. You can follow me at at underscore Diague. Is it underscore?
I don't know. Who cares?
And you can follow Hoodie wherever you're. She doesn't even know her Instagram handle. But anyways, muchísimas gracias. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember to give us a 5-star rating. Write us a review, por favor. We would really appreciate it. And let us know what you think. Send us a DM. Send us a something. Let us know what you want us to talk about or what you think. Send us topics or let us know what you thought about, you know, our latest episodes. And if you disagree with us, let us know también. Well, we would love to chat about it.
Yeah, I won't get upset. Luis will probably get upset, but...
But anyways, ya me voy.
Yeah, I have to do some stuff.
All right.
Anyways, bye.